We're getting into fall sports mode now, and tell us a little bit more about the Yellow Jackets, the perspective of new administrator coming in and a new director of athletics.
Yeah, we were able to hire a new director of athletics, Scott Larson. It was the person that was selected for that role. He is currently the director of athletics at Lubbock Christian University in Lubbock, Texas. There he oversees 17 athletic programs. And we're at 16 plus rodeo, so very, very comparable in terms of the size of the programs. He's really had great success there. They have, during their time there, and they are part of the Lone Star Conference, which is always considered to be right up there at the very top with the RMAC. I mean, I think these two conferences really compete kind of head to head on many of these national competitions. But he has had a lot of success with women's basketball. They've gone to national championships three times. He's had 20 national championship appearances from cross country, indoor and outdoor track and field, baseball, men's basketball, women's basketball, golf. So many of the programs that we have as well, we really felt like it was a very, very good fit in that his experiences were very comparable with the kind of athletic program that we have here at Black Hills State. He is very strategic. He tends to think long term and to think realistically, but yet ambitiously for the institution and for athletics. He's very connected to the NCAA, so he has a really good national presence, which we think will be helpful too. He will begin here on September 22nd, so that will be his first day.
Again, that's Scott Larson as the new director of athletics for the Yellow Jackets. Speaking of athletics, fall sports has already begun training as students return to campus. What's coming up this fall?
Well, we're getting ready for football, of course. That's sort of one of the key fall sports. We will be on the road at the University of St. Thomas, which is a D1 program, on September 2nd. That's in Minneapolis. And then we head to Southwest Baptist University on September 9th. Our home opener here will be September 16th, and we play Chadron State, and that's a 6 p.m. game. Volleyball starts on the road September 1st and 2nd at the Yellow Jacket Invitational hosted by Montana State University Billings. They're Yellow Jackets too, by the way, so it's kind of confusing at times, but they're hosting a classic and we'll be there. And then we host a classic here on September 7th and 9th, also called the Yellow Jacket Classic. So not to be confusing, but we have a couple of those coming up. We have a new coach in women's soccer in John Hutchinson, and they begin the season on September 2nd with a match at Dakota Wesleyan. And then on the road for three more contests before our first home match, which will be September 14th, and we do take on MSU Billings. Triathlon opens their fall season September 2nd at the Southern Hills Triathlon in Hot Springs. Golf opens with the Swan Memorial Invitational hosted by Colorado Christian. That's September 7th through the 9th. And then finally, cross country competes at the University of Minnesota September 22nd to commence their season. So we have cross country, golf, triathlon, women's soccer, women's volleyball, and football. So it is busy, and there's a game going on almost all the time.
Thanks a lot to Lori Nichols, the president of Black Hills State University. Thanks a lot for the time once again, and I'll look forward to this throughout the fall.
Great. Thank you so much, Cody.